91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome Snow Patrol to our studios. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Playing tonight at the Verizon Theater with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, and I want to talk about the new record, Fallen Empires, and everything, but do you want to get right into a song to start off?
Sure.
All right.
Sure. We'll just call that In the Dark.
It's like we just can't help ourselves, 'cause we don't know how to back down. We were called out to the streets. We were called out into the towns. How the heavens they opened up, like arms of dazzling gold, with our rainbow histories. Well, we do not need to be told. Show me now, show me the arms of love. Every eye dreamed on a different star. This magic, this is drunk in semaphore and I. We are listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time. We are listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time. I was called out in the dark. By a choir of beautiful heat. As the kids took back the parks, you and I were left with the streets. Show me now, show me the arms aloft. Every eye dreamed on a different star. This magic, this drunken semaphore and I. Listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time. We are listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time. Listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time. We are listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time.
Very nice. It's Snow Patrol live on 91.7 KXT. I really like the way that song came out acoustically because, you know, on the new record, Fallen Empires, it's kind of a record of firsts in many ways for the band. I mean, it's, even though electronic dance, you know, beats have been there in Snow Patrol music, it's a little bit more prominent on this album, right?
Yeah. We decided to push it forward a little bit. You know, we've loved dance music. I've been a DJ since I was 20, something like that, you know, and been dancing my ass off in clubs since I was 18, you know, so rock music isn't the be all and end all with us, you know what I mean. It might have been our might have been the reason why I picked up a guitar, but it's not the reason why I love music, you know, completely.
Well, it was also the first record that you recorded in here in America, right? You recorded it all over California.
We recorded it in Malibu, in L.A.
And some of the sessions started in the desert too, right? On Joshua Tree.
I wasn't involved in those sessions, but Nathan will be able to tell you about those.
It was just a week, just to kind of get started, have fun, you know. And most of the records, guys, it was done in Malibu, but we went out there just to, you know, we hadn't been in a studio in a while at that point, so it was kind of just to, you know, get started and see what we could come up with, and you know, it was great fun and amazing place, you know. We were only out there for a week. It felt longer, in a good way, you know, because time just seems to disappear out there.
Yeah, it's unlike any other place, yeah, right?
But you know, amazing place. You know,
were you channeling Graham Parsons at all when you're out there in the desert?
Everyone we were trying to.
Well, and also the Fallen Empires took a little bit longer than the other records to write too.
Yeah, if you combined all the albums that Snow Patrol have ever made, plus all the side projects that I've ever done, which is another three albums, it would still be longer, a longer album process. I think it was 9 months all in all. Three of those months were me sitting unable to write anything, crippled with writer's block, but still the clock was ticking, you know. So, 6 months it took from the minute the fog lifted in my brain to finishing the album, so... it's a hell of a long time. Normally it takes us 6 weeks, so.
Yeah. Well, it's Gary, Nate, and Johnny from Snow Patrol playing tonight at the Verizon Theater. You want to do another song here?
Can't find the phone, so you can call it off, but it might be for the best. You can't walk away anyway, 'cause you've nowhere else to go. Is he worth all this? Is it a simple yes? 'Cause if you have to think, feels like you loved him more than he loved you, and you wish you'd never met. Don't kill love now, don't kill love, don't kill love now, don't kill love. You've been up all night and the night before, and you've lost count of drinks and time, and your friends keep calling, worried sick, and there's strangers everywhere. Don't kill love now, don't kill love, don't kill love now, don't kill love. And in one little moment, it all implodes. This isn't everything you are. Silence, no sudden moves. This isn't everything you are. Just take the hand that's offered and hold on tight. This isn't everything you are. There's joy not far from here, I know there is. This isn't everything you are. When you took the call, how could you know that he'd slipped away last night? And you wish you'd went home days ago to say goodbye or just hello. Don't kill love now, don't kill love, don't kill love now, don't kill love. And in one little moment, it all implodes. This isn't everything you are.
Breathe deeply in the silence, no sudden moves. This isn't everything you are. Just take the heart that's offered and hold on tight. This isn't everything you are. There's joy not far from here, I know there is. This isn't everything you are.
Outstanding. Snow Patrol on 91.7 KXT. You know, sometimes these, you know, rock stories kind of get, you know, exaggerated over time, but there's this great story, Gary, you were mentioning earlier when you, you know, that you used to DJ. You know, in the early days of Snow Patrol, before you guys had a, you know, really broke through in the States, there's this story about you having to sell your record collection to make your rent. Was that true?
Yeah, I had to sell my body as well and some of my organs.
I bought
most of my organs back, actually, but
there's a very good market for that in China right now, too, right?
Apparently so, yeah. But the markets are really opening up in China, just to, you know, in general. So, you know, you guys should watch that.
Well, what were some of the records you had to part with?
I had to part with most of my Neil Young vinyl and Stevie Wonder, and I had some lovely soul records, soul 7-inch records, and some things that I never could find again, but most of it I bought back.
Oh, okay. That's
some
good.
Of which not on vinyl, though, you know, some of which I bought back on CD, which is, doesn't matter what anyone tells you, it's just not the same.
I know. I mean, who would have thought that the, you know, the price of vinyl would continue to escalate and, you know, maybe in the end might be what saves the record industry?
Something needs to. We can't rely on Adele forever.
Yeah, exactly. We should all send her a Christmas card, actually, too, for keeping us employed.
Yeah.
So one of the things that really broke open the band in the States was Chasing Cars, and you know it wasn't a planned single, and you can't plan for these hits, really. I mean, it got great placement on a moment of Grey's Anatomy, and it took off, and it was probably something you weren't really prepared for.
No, not the way it went around the world. I mean, it was a hit in the UK already and some other places in Europe, but yeah, the Grey's Anatomy thing in America was what sealed it as a hit song here. And yeah, it was just insane, really. It kind of took off like a rocket then around the world, and we just chased after it like schoolboys chasing butterflies.
Well, and then how did you?
Well, I used to do when I was at school. Yeah. So
how did you?
The reason why I'm sitting here today.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm going to keep interrupting you as soon as you start.
It's the power of editing. That's fine. how did you rise above that and not be known as the, you know, as the Grey's Anatomy band? I mean, because you
well,
powered
to some,
through.
To some people, we are. I mean, I guess you know it's. But I think anybody that actually delves into our band even just a little bit realizes, you know, we have a mighty back catalog, and we are a phenomenal live band, even if I do say so myself. We've had many, many other hits around the world. Maybe not as big as Chasing Cars in the States, but we've had bigger hits most other places around the world. It's just in America, maybe Chasing Cars is maybe the song that we're known by. Maybe people come along to the shows thinking this is going to be an hour and a half of ballads, and they're very shaken by the realization that this is not going to turn out the way they thought.
Yeah,
by the some people, you know, just were there. Maybe they come as a couple and they come to smooch, and we melt their faces like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark in about the first three songs. And you know, it's in that respect in America, it's maybe become it's a difficult song to get out from under the shadow of. But not in the rest of the world. And we're hoping that, you know, with the next few albums in America, we start to build up the reputation that we have in the rest of the world, for sure. But that's not to say we don't have a great fan base here. And the people that do come to our shows, 90% of them come for knowing full well what's about to happen.
Well, the show is tonight at the Verizon Theater. You got time for one more song?
Oh, yeah. We might as well play Chasing Cars.
Yeah.
We'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't need anything or if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say how I feel. Those three words said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we had sold before we get too old. To show me a garden that's bursting into life.
About how as well, just know that these things are
just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Thanks, that sounded really great. It's Gary, Nate, and Johnny from Snow Patrol playing tonight at the Ryzen Theater. Gary, there's one last thing I want to ask you about, and you might not be able to talk about it, but I understand that you've got a cameo in Game of Thrones, in the upcoming season of Game of Thrones.
Yep, yep, yeah. It's blink and you'll miss it. I'm in it for like 10 seconds, yeah. I know the creator, Dan, one of the creators, Dan Weiss, and I was begging him to be in like just in the background somewhere, being a member of the Night's Watch or something.
Sure.
But because they shoot it in Northern Ireland, they shoot most of it in Northern Ireland, where I'm from, where we're all from. But they film in the Night's Watch stuff in Iceland at the moment because it's all snowy. Mm-hmm. So he found this other part for me that I have to sing on horseback. But it's literally, you know, I'm singing on as my horse passes the camera, you know, so it's like you want, it's not a pivotal scene by telling you this, I don't have to kill you all or anything like that.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what the secrecy contract
is. It's absolutely nothing. No, I mean, I tweeted a picture of me dressed in the gear on as soon as they had me fully outfitted with all the stuff, and it was like 7 or 8 layers, you know, it was like every detail on that show is just perfection, you know. Yeah. So even, you know, someone who's literally, I mean, you can probably only see me from the head up or something, but they have me dressed, you know, top to toe in the proper gear. But it was a lot of fun. I got to I knew quite a lot of the cast anyway, but I got to hang with the cast and hang on set for the day and see the ins and outs and the kind of dedication of everybody on that show, you know. There's a real love for not just the show, but like in amongst all the crew and the actors and stuff like that. It just really feels like a family. So it's good to know, like, it's good to see when, I mean, it's one of my favorite shows, and it's good to see that everybody like is so just determined to do their best for it because they love it so much, you know. So, and it's just a real amazing advert for the Northern Irish countryside as well, because it just looks so stunning in it, you know. I mean, most films, most things shot that well aren't shot in the UK. It's something to do with the light. Just doesn't, it's not as good for filming as it is over here in America, but Northern Ireland sure does look good on screen for maybe the first time ever. So thank goodness for Game of Thrones to show our wee country in its best light.
Yeah, it could do for Northern Ireland what Lord of the Rings did for, you know, New Zealand tourism.
Yeah, we don't quite have that stunning kind of every possible landscape, you know, mountains and valleys and oceans and lakes, and we, you know, we've got a few hills here and there.
Yeah, it's a little scenic, yeah. Well, again, thanks so much for coming by. Snow Patrol playing tonight at Verizon Theater. Fallen Empires is the new record, and come back and see us soon.
Brilliant, thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you. 91.7 KXT.